3 points tomorrow would be nice. It'd be a good start. And then, you know, some news that the club's going to be saved and we can just concentrate on the football again.
Yeah, that would be nice, I guess, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it's been a difficult period for everyone involved with the club. I'm hoping that we're not far away from, you know, something getting resolved in the next few weeks. So, like we said before, Trevor's trying to tie the things over short term so we can have people looking at the club in the longer term and giving more time to look at what it's going to cost them and how they can go about doing things in the right way.
Yeah, is it taking longer than maybe originally expected, Neil?
No, well, you know, there's been interest, you know, without anyone really putting the money in. So, and these things take time. You know, you need a good 5 or 6 weeks to look at something like this. So I think that's what Trevor's trying to buy for other potential suitors.
Is there any news on the players being paid?
Well, they're due to be paid on the 29th. From what I gather is they will get a percentage of the money and then the rest will be made up by the PFA. I mean, it's not ideal over Christmas and New Year, but they will get paid, so then that'll give Trevor time. They have the whole of January. He's pretty confident we'll avoid administration as well, and then, you know, that'll give a few weeks for someone to come in and go, right, I'm ready.
Are you still concerned about any potential fire sale of players? Because obviously, I mean, to use that terminology, I think you mentioned it the other week, you know, how the vultures gathering, you would imagine.
It might be a scenario, yeah, and that would be a blow. But we're hoping to avoid that scenario if we can. So I don't want to sell any of my players at the minute, particularly the younger ones who are just, you know, really finding their feet now. And hopefully, rather than sell them, we can keep them and augment the squad that we already have.
And just going back to matters on the field, it would be long overdue, but it would be much welcome a win against Fulham.
Yeah, it would, yes. The time would be perfect. It'll be difficult, but it's a game that's winnable. But Fulham are, you know, very exciting team to watch because they score a lot of goals, but they do concede at the other end. So, you know, hopefully we can capitalise on that.
Yeah, absolutely. And in a week when there's been lots of talk and discussion about Chelsea players not or doing maybe as well as they should. You saw your players on Tuesday at Charlton, even though they haven't been paid, you know, produce a performance that was, you know, showed plenty of guts and courage.
Yeah, and they played well. You know, the quality of football was good as well. But, yeah, what pleased me was they showed a lot of character. You know, 2-0, they're looking down the barrel of a gun, really, and they didn't just claw their way back. And they played their way and created a lot of good chances. And we didn't want half-time to come. Second half was pretty even, but I thought we came on strong again in the last 20-25 minutes. So it gives us a lot of encouragement going forward, obviously.
Josh Vella went off, not quite as bad as first feared. Is he in the running for a place on Saturday?
Yeah, he's in the running. Yeah, we'll have to assess him today. He'll have a fitness test this morning, but we're hoping he'll be okay, fingers crossed.
Zach Clough, after doing so well on Tuesday?
Well, we'll see how he was feeling a bit stiff yesterday, which is understandable, but... Yeah, exactly. Top performance, you know, considering he'd been out for such a long time. So he's had, you know, a couple of days to recover now. And again, he'll be assessed this morning, but I'm pretty confident he'll be okay.